Hello, everyone, and welcome to...
Tell me a story, Mama.
And who is here today?
Ethan.
And?
Lawson.
What?
Lawson.
Lawson? Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. And then we have Dada, our Irish Dada.
The Loch Ness Monster from Scotland.
And why is he Irish today?
It's almost
St. Patrick's Day. Do you know what kind of holiday that is?
Meow.
An Irish holiday. Oh. I actually don't know if it's a real holiday in Ireland. Is it?
This is more of an Irish accent.
There it goes. Okay.
I'm actually a candy.
Yeah. So we need to look more into the history of that. But in America, what are we supposed to... What happens on St. Patrick's Day?
You're supposed to wear
green.
Green. And what happens if we don't wear green?
You get pinched.
I got pinched.
And that's Dada. So, yeah, so he gets pinched. You get pinched if you don't wear green. St. Patrick's Day this year is on Sunday, at least in America. Again, I don't know about Ireland. I probably should have researched that beforehand. But we are reading a book called Jamie O'Rourke and the Big Potato. Because you know what they eat a lot of in Ireland?
Potatoes.
Well, they don't anymore, but they used to.
Potatoes?
Yeah, they don't anymore. Like, we have tortillas for, like, because we're, well, you all like tortillas.
Potatoes, they used to.
Yeah, but it, actually, a lot of people had potatoes a lot because, even in America, just because they grow really, and you can make a whole meal with them. One of Mama's favorite meals in the world is potatoes. I just like baked potatoes. They're my favorite.
What,
Jeff? Yep. I just like that. I just have potatoes, and that was my dinner almost when I was like in 7th and 8th grade. I used to eat potato and hot tea.
Ow!
No more pinching. It's not St. Patrick's Day. So this is an Irish folktale. Okay? And this is retold and illustrated by Tommy DePola. So Jamie O'Rourke was the laziest man of all in Ireland. He would do anything to avoid working, especially if it had to do with growing potatoes. Mm. Do you know what a folktale is, by the way?
No.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like a myth.
Well, a myth and something that's been retold and retold in your country a lot of times.
Yeah, something that's like your great-great-grandpa told your great-grandpa. Your great-grandpa told your grandpa. Your grandpa told your dad. Your dad told
So it just keeps going on. And a lot of times, like kind of like in Harry Potter, when they have the Tales of Peter the Bard, all the kids knew them when they were growing up. Like, we had nursery rhymes over here where we all know about, like, Little Bo Peep. And what's another nursery rhyme? Humpty Dumpty. No more.
And your dad is the best dad in the world.
So, this is one from Ireland.
And also, that's not
Jamie O'Rourke, his wife Eileen, would say, "We'll have nothing to eat this winter if you don't go out and dig up the praties." I'm thinking those are potatoes. Praties. "Oh, the saints preserve us," Jamie would whine. "Me box as so as can be. Sure as I'm telling you, wife, you'll have to dig them up yourself. I'll break in two if I as much get up out of this bed." So Eileen, who had done all the planting and watering and weeding anyhow, would go out to the tiny garden and dig up the smallest potatoes in Ireland. All because Jamie was too lazy to dig a larger garden and had no money to buy good potato seed. So she has little tiny potatoes that fit in the palm of her hand. I actually like those too, though. They roast really good. Then poor Eileen wrenched her back and was laid up in bed. St. Bridget and the Virgin Mary herself must have smiled on Eileen O'Rourke, the village woman said. Why is the first rest she's had since she married Jamie O'Rourke? So they're all saying, all the village is saying that her husband's lazy too. And so she got injured, but now it's making her rest. That's what they're saying. With Eileen in bed, Jamie began to worry. No Eileen to dig meant no praties all winter.
Wait, a kitty and a
dog. Yeah, they have a kitty and a dog. And no praties meant no food. Oh, poor me. Well, Jamie, I'll starve to death. I'd best go to church and confess to Father O'Malley. There is no telling how soon old death will be knocking on me door. So even though it was midnight, Jamie set out for the church. He was about halfway down the hill when he heard singing and a tap, tap, tapping sound. And who is that on the picture? What do you see?
A leprechaun.
A leprechaun! Sure, and I wouldn't be known, Jamie whispered, but I swear it's a leprechaun. And sure enough, sitting in a circle of ferns in the moonlight, was a leprechaun singing and hammering tiny nails into the heels of the fairy boots he was making. Jamie knew just what to do. He crept up and grabbed the little man by his coattails and held him firm. Let me go, let me go, the leprechaun shouted. Not on your life, Jamie said. Not until you show me where you keep your pot of gold. Because the myth is, there's leprechauns at the end of a rainbow, right? And what's there?
A pot
of gold. Now, everyone in Ireland knows that leprechauns make boots and dancing shoes for the fairies, who pay for them with gold. And everyone knows that if you catch a leprechaun, he'll pay for his freedom with his pot of gold. But this leprechaun was cleverer than most. Oh, please, Mr. Mortal Man, he pleaded. I'm just starting out making fairy shoes, and I have only just one or two pieces of gold in my pot. Won't you take a wish instead? Why, what would I wish for? Jamie asked. Me, who's about to die of starvation because me wife is sick in bed and can't dig a praties for the winter. And they're such puny praties anyhow. Well, said the leprechaun, reaching into his pocket. You could wish for the biggest pratie in the world. It would last all winter, and you wouldn't have to do anything more than plant the seed, water it, and wait. That sounded wonderful to Jamie. Done, he shouted. And as the leprechaun dropped the seed into Jamie's hand, Jamie let go of his coattails, and off the leprechaun scampered. When Eileen heard what he had done, she was furious. Jamie O'Rourke, you're not only the laziest man in Ireland, but a fool as well. Giving up a pot of gold for a pretty seed. Well, I'm going to plant this seed and water it, and you'll see, Jamie said, and out he went. What do you think? You think that was a good deal?
No.
Why not?
Well, the title is called Jamie and the Big Potato.
And faith, Eileen did see. In no time at all, the biggest, finest potato plant had sprouted out of the ground, followed by a potato itself. It was so big, it pushed up not only at the dirt, all the dirt in the garden, but the garden shed and the corner of the cottage as well. Well, surely now it's ready to dig, Jamie said proudly. He's standing on top of that big potato. He hoed all around it, but he couldn't dig that pratty out of the ground. He got a beam and a big rock and tried to pry it out. He pushed and he pushed, but it wouldn't budge.
Also, look what the puppy's doing. And the,
kid the puppy's just, helping him. They're all trying to get that wedge it out.
And the kid's like, what are you doing? That's mine.
As he was pondering what to do, his neighbor passed by on his way to the village. He couldn't believe his eyes. He couldn't wait to tell everyone in the village what he had seen. And before you knew it, the hill up to Jamie's was filled with villagers to come see the big potato.
Her.
It's about as big as his house now, isn't it?
Meow.
Meow.
Where did it come from, they asked. Jamie told them about the lucky night he had caught the leprechaun.
Look, there's the puppy and the
kitty
behind.
Yeah, and how smart he had been. Why, anyone could have got a pot of gold, he bragged. But the biggest pratty in the world? Well, that took some doing. However did you outsmart a leprechaun? They all asked at once. Jamie hesitated and scratched his head. We'll help you dig up your pretty, Jamie. And if you tell us how you did it. And they grabbed shovels and hoes and started to dig. They dug and they dug. And they pushed and they shoved. Until the potato flew up out of its hole. It rolled down the hill faster and faster until it reached the bottom, where it bounced up high and came to a stop, wedged between the stone walls on either side of the road. What to do now? That pratty is so big that no one, no cart, nothing can get by it, the constable complained to Father O'Malley. How's a body to get in and out of the village? What shall we do? The villagers wailed. Then they all looked at Jamie and said, "It's your pratty. You'll have to move it out of our way." "Well," Eileen spoke up, "there's more than enough pratty for everyone. Why don't you all take some?" So the villagers sawed and chopped and carted off huge pieces of potato while Jamie sat on the stone wall and watched. Look at that. That's a huge potato, yeah. Right? Think of all the mashed potatoes. All winter long, everyone had potato to eat and eat and eat until no one wanted to see or hear a potato again. They got tired of potatoes. In the spring, Jamie said, "I saved a potato eye for a seed, and it's just about time to plant it." "Oh, no," the villagers all cried. "If you promise not to plant it, Jamie, we'll promise before St. Patrick and all the saints to see that you and Eileen always have plenty to cook and eat. We don't want another giant pratty around here." Jamie smiled and agreed. What a perfect life for a lazy man. "And so you see, darling Eileen," Jamie told her, "I wasn't such a fool with that leprechaun after all." And Eileen had to admit that Jamie O'Rourke was right. And look, they have a lot of fruits and vegetables now. They even have a roasted chicken right there.
I love if this was a true story.
And the leprechaun is with his pot of gold. He got to keep it.
Yep, because he said there was only like two pieces of gold in there.
Yep. And so this inspired Irish folktale clearly illustrates that taking the easy way out is sometimes more trouble than it's worth. So that's on the back of it. That's Jamie O'Rourke's and the big potato. And we hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. And we should be back with daily stories next week. I hope everyone's having a wonderful spring break.
Pinch.
Bye. Bye.